Here in Michigan, Washtenaw County authorities this morning are taking a close look at last night's flurry of reports of flying saucer activity northwest of Ann Arbor. 2 weeks of reported sightings came to a climax when a farmer reported a saucer touched down on his property. At about the same time, Dexter Village police officer Robert Honeywell said a saucer-like vehicle hovered about 10 feet over his scout car. 45-year-old Frank Manor and his 19-year-old son Ronald told authorities a craft came to earth on his farm about 18 miles northwest of Ann Arbor. He said he and his son walked to within 500 feet of the object before it whizzed away soundlessly. Manor, patrolman Honeywell, and at least five other witnesses said it looked about the size of a large automobile. Washtenaw County Deputy Sheriff John Foster, who himself had reported seeing such an object last week, gave this description of what witnesses saw last night.
The object was observed to be of a brown spotting, appeared to be a cooler type outside surface. Object observed to be flat upon the bottom and cone-shaped toward the top, however being low in height. Two small lights appeared to be at the outer edges of the object, glowing in a bluish-green light and intensifying to a brilliant red in color. When the vehicle or object illuminated, the lighting was a yellow-white in color and ran horizontally between the two outer lights, allowing some of the object to be viewed. Outer body appeared to be rough in texture.
Does this jive with the other descriptions then from other
witnesses? Well, this is the closest that it's ever been seen. Do you understand that? And this is, as far as the lighting setup is concerned, it's the same. It's bluish green lights and so on like that. That's in the shape also. But as far as this quilted outside surface, I don't know myself. But
there was one who previously reported seeing an object of this general nature. Do you pretty much believe in it, Deputy Foster?
I do, really, because you can discount it after you've actually seen it. We followed this one object last Monday night for some 2 or 3 hours, and it joined up with three other and flew in formation.
Washtenaw County Deputy John Foster, whose partner photographed some unidentified flying objects last week and still is awaiting return of the prints. Radar observers at Metropolitan and Willow Run airports and Selfridge Field say they did not pick up any indications of unusual airborne activity last night. Was it a flying saucer? Patrolman Robert Honeywell of Dexter, Michigan, said it looked more like a flying waffle. Anyway, Honeywell and five other persons say they saw a strange sight last night. They said a round-shaped object, slightly larger than a standard-sized American automobile, made of waffled metal with blinking lights, moved soundlessly through the sky near the Ann Arbor, Michigan suburb and landed in a marsh. Patrolman Honeywell said the object was flashing a red, white, and blue light. He said he and his son-in-law turned the flashlight beam on the object and it flew soundlessly away. Charles Murphy, NBC News, at the White House.
As NBC reported, more reports of unidentified flying objects in Washtenaw County, only this time we have a reported landing. Several residents and police officers in the Ann Arbor area reported spotting mysterious aircraft, the third report in a week. Patrolman Robert Genewell from Dexter told sheriff's officers that one of the objects hovered about 10 feet above his patrol car last night. He said it resembled an airplane, had a waffle-like exterior and lights in the center and around the edges. He told officers the lights diffused towards the center of the craft when it accelerated. Washtenaw County Sheriff Douglas Harvey rushed seven patrol cars to the area and reported later that several of his deputies reported sighting objects from two different locations. Selfridge Air Force Base said it had no reports of UFOs.
Your WTAC microphones are in Ann Arbor for this direct line description from Sheriff Douglas Harvey.
We had several cars dispatched out there, and they described it as the same thing as we even had, the same kind of objects a week ago. The bright lights, the bluish-green light, and so on. Maneuverability from side to side, up and down. Got a saucer-like shape to it. Mr. Manor, him and his son were off the farm and observed this object go down into the swamp area. Same time, we had six other cars out there and a University of Michigan professor, and they also observed the same thing, and everybody described the thing as the same. No sounds of the darn things at all.
Sheriff Douglas Harvey on the WETAC direct line to Ann Arbor.
Bring you the news with Frank Tomlinson reporting.
Thank you, Mike, and good afternoon, everyone. In the headlines, those UFOs in Washtenaw County. The talk of Washtenaw County this noon is, are there really unidentified flying objects? Or are people just seeing things? If they are just seeing things, then a lot of people are seeing those things. At least 40 persons have reported seeing an unidentified flying object last night, not only seeing it, but seeing it land in a field on the farm of Frank Manor. 12 of the witnesses were police officers. All of the witnesses, when interviewed by law officials, corroborated the stories of the other witnesses. WJR News contacted Washtenaw County Sheriff Douglas Harvey, who had this to say about the UFOs.
I have not myself seen it. But the fact remains now we've got too many people, too many trained people that have spotted this thing and give us the same identical description. We had a fellow in here who was from England. He spotted him and his wife up near the Pinckney area. And along with him was an engineer from the University of Michigan. They both spotted it. Last night about 10 officers spotted the same identical thing. Various farmers and a professor from the University of Michigan spotted it. Everybody give us the same identical description when interviewed separately. And I'm getting to the point now, how can you tell all these people? They've seen something. We've got no answers yet, though.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Douglas Harvey. Harvey said men will be at the Manor Farm today with Geiger counters. Manor and his son said they went to within 500 yards of the object that they described as being in the shape of a football. Two other Washtenaw deputies saw UFOs last Monday night and said they took pictures, but that the film was sent to New York to be developed and that it would take 2 weeks. Meanwhile, there's a report that the government has confiscated that film. There is no confirmation of that report.
Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department deputies reported that they saw unidentified flying objects last night between 9 and 11 o'clock. These objects were flying in a swampy area and would land and take off again, going up to a height of 200 feet. Persons in the Rush Lake area also reported seeing three of these unidentified objects. They were hovering around the lake and appeared to be doing some kind of maneuvering.
Used to check the area where 40 persons say a flying saucer landed last night some 15 miles northwest of Ann Arbor. A dozen of the witnesses were policemen who said a mysterious craft about the size of a large automobile joined four others before streaking away at high speed.
A statement today from the Commissioner of State Police, Frederick Davids, who said he was taking a new interest in UFO reports. Davids, by the way, holds also the post of civil defense director. He was reacting to reports from about 60 persons who claimed to have seen an unidentified flying object near Ann Arbor last night. At least 40 people claimed to have seen one of the objects land. Among the witnesses were several police officers. And WJR newsman William Harris on the scene today heard police officer Robert Honeywell of Dexter say he was one of the residents of that area who saw similar objects zipping through the skies early last Monday and Wednesday. As for State Police Commissioner Davids today, he was contacted by newsman Dave White and said during conversation,
We certainly are interested in these reports that are coming in, and we intend to look further into it. We have men assigned now that are inquiring into it, and expect they will talk with Washtenaw County authorities and with some of the people that are supposed to have seen certain objects.
What is your personal attitude toward these objects?
Well, actually, I know nothing more about them than what I read or hear in the reports, but when you get as many people citing something, cited things last night in the Dexter area and over the weekend,
Why, I think it's time to take another long, hard look at it anyway. I think many of these people certainly aren't the type that make a report just for the sake of the publicity. Probably truly did see something.
State Police Commissioner Frederick David.
Dozens of people in Washtenaw County and surrounding areas have become firm believers in flying saucers in the past few weeks. Over the weekend, more reports. 40 persons, 12 of them law officers, reported seeing an unidentified flying object land in a swamp near Ann Arbor. Officers said four sister ships hovered in a quarter circle above the other object which landed. They said it then took off with a warbling sound like the echo of a ricocheting bullet. Dexter policeman Robert Honeywell said he and other residents saw similar objects zipping through the skies early last Monday and again on Wednesday. He explained to WJR's William Harris.
Four in the area where the one was down just disappeared completely.
Frank Manor, a farmer, and his 19-year-old son Ronald said they approached within 100 yards of the strange object sighted last night. They said it lay in a swamp and had pulsating lights on each end. Manor said it was pitted like coral rock and about the length of a car. He said its shape was like that of a football. Manor said his son then said, "Look at that horrible thing," and the craft vanished. Six police cars chased the formation of strange objects, but the objects vanished in the darkness. In Washington, the Air Force said it had no report as yet on the latest sighting of the UFOs, but that its investigative office at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton is checking the incident. While the Air Force is characteristically silent on UFO reports, State Police Colonel Frederick Davids says he plans to look into the matters.
We certainly are interested in these reports that are coming in, and we intend to look further into it. We have men assigned now that are inquiring into it, and expectedly we'll talk with Washtenaw County authorities and with some of the people that are supposed to have seen certain objects.
What is your personal attitude toward these objects?
Well, actually, I know nothing more about them than what I read or hear in the reports. But when you get as many people sighting something, as sighted things last night in the Dexter area and over the weekend, why, I think it's time to take another long, hard look at it anyway. I think many of these people certainly aren't the type that make a report just for the sake of the publicity. Probably truly did see something.
State Police Colonel Frederick Davids, questioned by WJR newsman Dave White. This has just come in from Ann Arbor. WJR's William Harris, reporting from there, has just interviewed the Washtenaw County Sheriff, Douglas Harvey.
Sheriff, as I understand it, you've just completed an investigation on the scene of the sighting last night. What did you discover?
We found nothing out there. There's no indication, no evidence of where it's come down, where the Mr. Manor said that it had come down, where my officer stated that the area where it had come down. Also, the Geiger counter picked up nothing.
There was no flat grass, flat brush, or anything that would indicate something had landed there?
None whatsoever.
Do you have any theories as to what this might be?
I wish I did. I wish I had some answers. I don't. I was a little doubtful at first. My first sighting, this was on the 17th, we sighted the first one my men did, then again on the 18th, and then last night. But now we've got too many people, too many trained officers have also seen this, so my doubt is gone. I know they've seen something. What it is, I don't know.
Do you intend to continue your investigation?
Very definitely, till we find out exactly what it is.
47-year-old Frank Manor, a farmer, and his 19-year-old son Ronald said they approached within 100 yards of the strange object sighted last night. They said it lay in a swamp and had pulsating lights on each end. Manor said it was pitted like coral rock and about the length of a car. He said its shape was like that of a football. Manor said his son then said, "Look at that horrible thing," and the craft vanished.
six police cars chased the formation of strange objects, but the objects vanished in the darkness. In Washington, the Air Force said it had no report as yet on the latest sighting of the UFOs, but that its investigative office at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton is checking the incident. While the Air Force is characteristically silent on UFO reports, State Police Colonel Frederick Davids says he plans to look into the matter.
We certainly are interested in these reports that are coming in, and we intend to look further into it. We have men assigned now that are inquiring into it, and expect they will talk with Washtenaw County authorities and with some of the people that are supposed to have seen certain objects.
What is your personal attitude toward these objects?
Well, actually, I know nothing more about them than what I read or hear in the reports. But when you get as many people sighting something, as sighted things last night in the Dexter area and over the weekend, why, I think it's time to take another long, hard look at it anyway. I think many of these people certainly aren't the type that make a report just for the sake of the publicity. Probably truly did see something.
State Police Colonel Frederick Davids, questioned by WJR newsman Dave White. This has just come in from Ann Arbor. WJR's William Harris, reporting from there, has just interviewed the Washtenaw County Sheriff, Douglas Harvey.
Sheriff, I understand that you've just completed an investigation on the scene of the sighting last night. What did you discover?
We found nothing out there. There's no indication, no evidence of where it's come down, where the Mr. Manor said it had come down, where my officer stated that the area where it had come down. Also, the Geiger counter picked up nothing.
There was no flat grass, flat brush, or anything that indicates something had landed there?
None whatsoever.
Do you have any theories as to what this might be?
I wish I did. I wish I had some answers. I don't. I was a little doubtful at first. My first sighting, this was on the 17th, we sighted the first one my men did. Then again on the 18th and then last night. But now we've got too many people, too many trained officers have also seen this. So my doubt is gone. I know they've seen something. What it is, I don't know.
Do you intend to continue your investigation?
Very definitely. We find out exactly what it is.
47-year-old Frank Manor, a farmer, and his 19-year-old son Ronald said they approached within 100 yards of the strange object sighted last night. They said it lay in a swamp and had pulsating lights on each end. Manor said it was pitted like coral rock and about the length of a car. He said its shape was like that of a football. Manor said his son then said, "Look at that horrible thing," and the craft vanished. Six police cars chased the formation of strange objects, but the objects vanished in the darkness. In Washington, the Air Force said it had no report as yet on the latest sighting of the UFOs, but that its investigative office at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton is checking the incident. While the Air Force is characteristically silent on UFO reports, State Police Colonel Frederick Davids says he plans to look into the matter.
We certainly are interested in these reports that are coming in, and we intend to look further into it. We have men assigned now that are inquiring into it, and expect they will talk with Washtenaw County authorities and with some of the people that are supposed to have seen certain objects.
What is your personal attitude toward these objects?
Well, actually, I know nothing more about them than what I read or hear in the reports. But when you get as many people sighting something, as sighted things last night in the Dexter area and over the weekend, why, I think it's time to take another long, hard look at it anyway. I think many of these people certainly aren't the type that make a report just for the sake of the publicity. Probably truly did see something.
State Police Colonel Frederick Davids, questioned by WJR newsman Dave White. This has just come in from Ann Arbor. WJR's William Harris, reporting from there, has just interviewed the Washtenaw County Sheriff, Douglas Harvey.
Sheriff, as I understand it, you've just completed an investigation on the scene of the sighting last night. What did you discover?
We found nothing out there. There's no indication, no evidence of where it's come down, where the Mr. Manor said that it had come down, where my officer stated that the area where it had come down. Also, the Geiger counter picked up nothing.
There was no flat grass, flat brush, or anything that would indicate something had landed there?
None whatsoever.
Do you have any theories as to what this might be?
I wish I did. I wish I had some answers. I don't. I was a little doubt first. My first sighting, this was on the 17th. We sighted the first one, my men did. Then again on the 18th and then last night. But now we've got too many people, too many trained officers have also seen this. So my doubt is gone. I know they've seen something. What it is, I don't know.
Do you intend to continue your investigation?
Very definitely. If we find out exactly what it is, I'm going to get some answers someplace. I've got to go to Washington and find out.
Who are you working with on this? Are you working with state police and Washington?
Yes, we are. Right now, I'm waiting for a call from Washington, but I have not received it as of yet.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Doug Harvey.
WWJ newsman George Pruitt went to Washtenaw County to get the story. We're about 15 miles north of Ann Arbor at the Frank Manor Farm, and just behind me is the site where the alleged flying saucer landed last night. Mr. Manor, describe what he saw.
That thing just lit right up, and that's when we seen the side of it. But we couldn't see the bottom. There was something there, but we couldn't see what it was.
You see the side of it. What did the side of it look like?
That's what I'm saying. It looked like a quartz or a coral rock or something on the side of it. And if it was, maybe it was spinning, I don't know. I couldn't tell. I didn't get a, that much of a look at it.
What did it do then when you got this close to it? Did it go on?
Well, then the son said, look at that horrible-looking thing. And when he said that, the lights went out. And that was it. We went up on top of that knob, and the boy can run pretty fast. I'm moving across quick enough there. It was way down to the other end. And the lights were on. He said, there it is, Dad. That's in parallel with that tower. See that tower? The tower over there. It was right in line with that. So then I said, I'm not going down there. There's too much quicksand in there. There's a little lake down there. No quicksand. I said, I don't want to go down there. So we came on back, and then your deputy went down over there. We watched them, and they were up there on top there. They had, I guess they were trying to hem it in. And they came down across there and right up on top of that knob. And apparently they must have seen their lights when they got up on that knob or whatever it was. And then we were all stood there just like we are now. And it sounded just like somebody had took a high powered rifle and shot off a cane and it ricocheted off. And that's all there was to it. There was no more.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Douglas J. Harvey said he thinks there's something to the reports.
What it is, I don't know. There's something to it.
Why do you say that?
Well, there's been too many people that have spotted this thing, and have all described it the same way. And it's just optical illusion. I'd say yes, maybe one or two people, but not as many people have seen it as have now.
Now, you've been a detective out here with a Geiger counter. What's that for?
See, they pick up any type of radiation. See if there's any indication or any evidence at all that something might have come down in this area with some type of radiation.
Well, that's the story, believe it or not. George Pruitt, WWJ News.
Hillsdale County Civil Defense Director William Van Horn says he watched an unidentified flying object hover over a marshy section near that city for more than 3 hours last night. He was called to the scene by 87 Hillsdale College co-eds who also watched from the dormitory. There were no sightings last night in Washtenaw County, where a vehicle of some sort apparently landed Sunday night.
Dormitory full of co-eds at Hillsdale College, along with that county's civil defense director, saw what they described as an eerie object settle in a swamp last night. Hillsdale is some 50 miles southwest of Dexter, where half a hundred persons, including police officers, reported seeing flying saucers Sunday night. The Hillsdale Civil Defense Director, William Van Horn, gave WJR News this description of what he saw near Hillsdale College for several hours last night.
Appeared to be on the surface of the earth, on the ground. However, I don't feel that it was because it moved very freely from left to right and right to left at various times, which it would be impossible for any type of vehicle on wheels or on the ground to move that smoothly because of the bogginess and the marshy portion there. But at the time that I first observed it, we'll say that on the right was a quite a dim orange colored light, and to the left was quite a dim white light, and it was approximately 25 feet in between the two lights.
Hillsdale County Civil Defense Director William Van Horn. The Air Force says it is putting its flying saucer detective, Dr. Alan Hynek of Northwestern University, on the Hillsdale and the Dexter sightings.
The usually skeptical U.S. Air Force has dispatched a top scientist from Northwestern University to look into the rash of UFO sightings in Washtenaw County. Dr. H. Alan Hynek,
chairman of the Dearborn Observatory at Northwestern. He's the Air Force's scientific consultant to the UFO study program. He's reportedly arrived and will be operating out of Selfridge Air Force Base near Mount Clemens. His arrival comes in the wake of still another sighting of an unidentified flying object last night. More than 80 co-eds, an assistant dean, and the county civil defense director watched a UFO hover and glow in a swampy area near Hillsdale College. Civil Defense Director William Van Horn was alerted by the house mother of the dormitory after the girls there first spotted the object. He came and saw and told WJR's Dave White about it.
To be on the surface of the earth, on the ground. However, I don't feel that it was because it moved very freely from left to right and right to left at various times, which it would be impossible for any type of vehicle on wheels or on the ground to move that smoothly because of the bogginess and the marshy portion there. But at the time that I first observed it, we'll say that on the right was a quite a dim orange colored light, and to the left was quite a dim white light. And it was approximately 25 feet in between the two lights. Now, I was observing this with binoculars, and at this distance after dark, it's pretty hard to estimate the distance there. It would at times rise from its position just over the surface, and upon rising, the lights would become more brilliant. And at the time, from our municipal airport here, we had a beacon which was throwing a beam of light, as a beacon does around the area. And this vehicle seemed to go up, and as it would get up to a height of approximately 100-150 feet near the bottom portion of the beam of light, it became stationary, and then would descend back down. In other words, it was appeared to me as if it was attempting to stay out of this beam of light that was coming around.
The description of the object generally coincides with that seen by more than 50 persons near Ann Arbor Sunday night. One of the first girls to spot the UFO last night was Miss Josephine Wilson, an 18-year-old freshman from Cleveland. She said it gave off a yellow glow and seemed to quiver. She said she and the others watched it for several hours before it went away. As for her feelings about UFOs now, she said,
"Well, I never believed it totally at all. But when I saw it, and I saw the strange thing that did, it wasn't anything horrendous. I mean, nothing that, like a big ball of fire in front of your eyes. But it was very strange. And after watching it for 2 hours, and seeing it hover around, and change lights, et cetera, and seeing it glow, I don't think I'm going to laugh so much from now on and say that there definitely is no such thing as UFOs."
On the local news front, an Air Force investigating team is looking into the rash of UFO reports that have taken place in southeastern Michigan. The team is headed by Dr. H. Allen Hynek of Northwestern University, who is the Air Force scientific advisor on Project Blue Book. That's the Air Force project to investigate UFO reports. WJR's Phil Jones contacted the military chief of that project at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Major Hector Quintanilla, and had some questions for the major about the investigation.
Well, one of the things that prompted the investigation is the general interest by the public and the press. And the other one is that we'd like to find out what they were. I mean, so many people saw them.
Have you received word of any other organization, perhaps a radar unit with one of the Air Force bases or something, is also spotting these?
Negative. We have contacted Detroit Air Defense Sector. They spotted nothing unusual or unique.
Now, what will this investigation entail?
Well, talking to the people, collecting their impressions of what they observed, and trying to determine what the stimulus was that caused them to see this thing in that fashion.
If the Air Force gets the same answers the Washtenaw and Hillsdale County Sheriff's officers got, there are probably going to be a lot of people wondering if they're going to say the same thing the sheriff's officers said. That the stories jibed so much, somebody must have seen something.
flying saucers apparently took the night off, authorities say less than a handful of telephone reports of unidentified flying objects in the Hillsdale area, but knots of hardy sky watchers who surrounded reported landing sites near Dexter and Hillsdale spent a damp and fruitless several hours. Today, an Air Force investigating team will slog through the marshes and talk to some of the persons who claim to have seen UFOs in recent days. Northwestern University astrophysicist Dr. H. Allen Hynek, the top Air Force advisor on UFOs, is heading the team. A Selfridge Air Force Base spokesman will say only that the group will continue its search for more information today. Sunday night, a dozen police officers and upwards of 40 civilians witnessed the apparent landing of a saucer-like object in a field near Dexter, some 16 miles northwest of Ann Arbor. Monday night, Hillsdale County's Civil Defense Director William Van Horn and 87 college co-eds watched one hover over a marshy area for at least 3 hours. An assistant dean of Hillsdale College also claims to have seen the object.
UFOs, Dr. H. Allen Hynek. Mike Pappas spoke with him.
The basic fact so far is that the people, the relatively few that I've talked to so far, have seen light. Basically, it's large, bright light hovering for sometimes as much as 2 hours. Growing brighter, getting dimmer, brighter, moving, rising a little bit, and settling down again. But very little as to any shape of a tangible object. The concentration has been on light.
So what can you tell me about what you have found out thus far?
The people seem to be sincere, and certainly the Air Force and Project Blue Book regards all witnesses who report these things as sincere and honest, and in general we find that they are. And I find here no indication of a hoax, but I have no notion as yet as to what this is, because this, in these situations, it's like putting parts of a jigsaw together. You have a little piece here and a piece there, you've got to bring them together. And of course the whole idea is to separate facts from interpretation of facts.
Lenton, Tennessee County, reports by people stating that they have seen unidentified flying objects have now cropped up in Clinton, Tennessee County. Early this morning, around 2:30, an unidentified person reported strange lights hovering in a wooded area in the vicinity of Lapeer and Dulce Roads in Burton Township. Tennessee County Sheriff's deputies and state police went to the scene. Two of the deputies said that after an initial investigation which revealed nothing, they sat in their cruiser for about 35 minutes. At the end of that time, they said they saw a glow of light which lit up the wooded area for around 30 seconds or so and then disappeared. They then went into the woods where they had observed the light, but could find nothing there in the dense brush. The Air Force says it hopes to come up with an explanation within 24 hours for those unidentified objects. The investigation headquarters is at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base at Dayton, Ohio. Project Officer Major Hector Quincinella says the investigation of the Michigan sighting, in his words, is beginning to shape up. We hope to have a reasonable explanation sometime on Friday. Lansing Governor George Romney says he's as much in the dark about the objects as the average American resident. Romney says that the government has never filled him in on any possible research that might account for the reported sightings.
CBS News has obtained what are described as photographs of an unidentified flying object taken near Ann Arbor, Michigan, where there has been a rash of sightings of UFOs. Bill Plant has the pictures, time exposures, and the story at Ann Arbor.
Sergeant Newell K. Schneider was out on patrol in the early morning hours of March 17th. He was riding with Deputy David Fitzpatrick. They were among the first to observe the phenomena which has been seen in the Ann Arbor area around this county several times. Sergeant Snyder, can you tell us what you saw and how you happened to see it?
Well, it was somewhat of an oval shape, looked like a toy top, somewhat upside down. It was a bluish yellow or a bluish green color on top. The bottom was a bright red. As far as glowy or blinking lights, there was no blinking lights on this object at all. It was one solid light at all times between the two or three different colors. No flashing whatsoever of it.
When Deputy Fitzpatrick and Sergeant Schneider saw this phenomenon, they made about four pictures with a Minox camera. These two pictures came out. They were enlarged by Detective Harold Kerr of the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department. These two pictures are from separate negatives. They both show two light streaks, one here and one here, one here and one here, in the same relative position from which the picture was taken. These were printed from separate negatives. The resolution on this picture is a little bit better. Is that what you saw, Sergeant?
Yes, it is.
Are you relieved that there's something in the picture?
Certainly am. Take a lot of harassment for this.
Could you tell us what we see? This dark part down here is what, a field?
Yes. Cornfield right in front of the patrol car.
And then these lights along here.
This was the housing section of Milan Village. Street lights in the background and red lights.
And then you can vaguely see the outline of a clumps of trees all the way across the picture. And a house at the far left side in both pictures.
Mm-hmm.
These pictures were both taken from the same angle?
Yes.
Detective Kerr, the photo expert who made these enlargements from the Minox negatives, tells us that these two markings cannot be flaws in the negative. He says there were no scratches on the emulsion side of the film. In addition to that, these prints were made from separate negatives, and they show these light streaks in the same place in each picture. Sheriff, what do you think about this now that you've seen these pictures?
Well, I don't know what to think about it. I was quite skeptical on this until I seen these pictures, and there definitely is something there, some type of an object.
The Air Force has promised a reasonable and logical explanation today of the recent rash of unidentified flying objects sighted in the skies and on the ground of southern Michigan. Major Hector Quintanilla of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton says the official investigation, in his words, is beginning to shape up. Last night, Washtenaw Sheriff's deputies released two time exposure photographs showing blobs of light that appear to be flying saucers. The objects taken by Deputy David Fitzpatrick the night of March 16th indicate the objects were hovering over Milan. The Air Force is looking at the pictures. During the night and morning, there were still more sightings in southern Michigan. Oakland County Deputies Fred Olson and John Davis, answering a flurry of telephone reports northwest of Pontiac, said they saw an object with red, white, and orange lights hovering, then moving high in the skies. State police troopers Harry Hayes and Richard Morgan, on a similar mission near Pinckney, saw an unidentifiable object that appeared to hover somewhere between Ann Arbor and Jackson. Scores of students at Eastern Michigan University watched a pair of lights whirl and dive for several minutes high over the Ypsilanti campus. City police there said they heard but were not asked to confirm the report. The Air Force has called a 1 p.m. Detroit news conference for Professor J. Allen Hynek to explain the recent rash of unidentified flying objects reported over southern Michigan. There were more reports last night and early today.
An Air Force investigator has called a news conference on flying saucers in Detroit today, 1 p.m. The conference was called by Dr. J. Allen Hynek one day after the Air Force said it would have an explanation of the sightings within 24 hours. There are no other details. Unidentified flying objects, of course, have been reported in volume over southern lower Michigan the past week or two. Dr. Hynek is a Northwestern University astrophysicist who has studied and investigated UFOs for the past 15 years. He has been interviewing people here in Ann Arbor and in the Hillsdale area since Monday. Two Oakland County Sheriff's deputies reported seeing an unidentified flying object northwest of Pontiac last night. Deputies Fred Olson and John Davis reported seeing the object, which they said was not an airplane, for several minutes. They were in radio contact with dispatcher Jack Lawrence. Lawrence says he contacted Selbridge Air Force Base at Mount Clemens and quoted officials there as saying they had the object on radar but couldn't identify it. He's been unable to get confirmation from Selbridge Air Force Base on that report. Meanwhile, Washtenaw County Sheriff's Deputy David Fitzpatrick, who spotted objects near Milan a week ago last Wednesday, had taken pictures of the object with a sub-miniature Minox camera. The films have been developed, and the photographs show two distinct streaks of light high above the streetlights of Carpenter Road. No detailed objects are visible in the pictures. Well, in one way, we might say we've found out whose saucers those are. They're Dexter saucers. Nancy ran a story this morning announcing the Air Force would hold that news conference at 1 p.m. to give their explanations. The phone rang immediately, and the receptionist here at WPAG was informed she should wise that newsman up. Those are Dexter saucers, not Ann Arbor's. Confidentially, we've had a bad time with our farm department here, too. They persist in calling them Milan saucers.
Repeating our first story, Dr. H. Allen Hynek says the UFOs were marsh gas, nothing more. Many disagree.
CBS News correspondent Steve Rowan reports from Washington.
The unidentified flying objects seen in Michigan have been identified. The Air Force says pictures shown last night on the CBS Evening News reveal a couple of the objects clearly. They are the Moon and Venus. The explanation is that the pictures were time exposures and thus showed streaks of light. In the more numerous sightings at Dexter and Hillsdale, Michigan, the Air Force says it's significant that the strange glowing lights were seen in swampy areas. These red, green, and yellow lights, which seem to move about, disappear, reappear in other locations, and rise into the sky, likely were just marsh gases released from the swamp by the spring thaw. The night was clear, there was no wind, and the girls at Hillsdale College had the lights out in their rooms, enabling them to see the gases as they ignited spontaneously. And besides that, says the Air Force, it appears that certain young men in the Hillsdale area have been playing pranks with flares. Steve Rowan, CBS News, The Pentagon. A flying saucer expert hired by the Air Force today dismissed reports of weird flying objects sighted throughout southern Michigan this past week. Dr. J. Allen Hynek told a news conference in Detroit this afternoon.
It would seem to me that the association of the sightings with swamps in these particular cases is more than coincidence. No group of witnesses observed any craft coming to or going away from the swamps. The glow was localized there. Deputy Fitzpatrick described the glow from beyond a rise adjacent to the swamp as visible through the trees. He stated that the lights brightened and dimmed, much as stage lights do, smoothly and slowly. The girls at Hillsdale described the identical thing. This could have been due to the release of variable quantities of marsh gas.
Dr. Hynek of Northwestern University, who had spent 3 days investigating reports of witnesses that strange glowing objects hovered in a swamp near Ann Arbor Sunday night and in a swampy hollow behind the Hillsdale College dormitory. Hynek noted his swamp gas theory was only a theory and applied to only the Hillsdale and Ann Arbor sightings. Nevertheless, a prominent congressman from Michigan thinks there should be a further investigation of the strange UFO reports. House Minority Leader Gerald Ford said this today.
The Congress should investigate the rash of reported sightings of unidentified flying objects in southern Michigan and other parts of the country. A congressional inquiry would be most worthwhile because the American people are becoming most interested and, in many instances, very alarmed by the UFO stories. I firmly believe the American people would feel much better if there was a full-blown investigation of these alleged incidents.
Congressman Gerald Ford.
Expert Dr. H. Allen Hynek sometimes said that the gas caused the UFO reports. They're sometimes called the Will-O-The-Wisp, not mysterious visitors from outer space. He said they triggered this week's rash of reports of unidentified flying objects in Hillsdale and Dexter. Scores of persons in Michigan and elsewhere, from Maine to the Rockies, have reported seeing strange colored things in the sky this week. Hynek disclosed his marsh gas theory at a news conference in Detroit this afternoon. He's a Northwestern University astrophysicist and an Air Force consultant on unidentified flying objects. He said in the news conference, a dismal swamp is a most unlikely place for a visit from outer space. He said his swamp gas theory applies to the sightings near Ann Arbor and Hillsdale only, since they're the only ones that he's investigated. He had nothing to say about scores of other reports of UFOs, which continue to flow in from around Michigan and the nation. Hynek said, rotting vegetation produces swamp gas, which, in his words, can be trapped by ice and winter conditions and then be suddenly released in some quantity when the ground thaws. He said the flame is a form of chemical luminescence, and its low temperature is one of its peculiar features. He said swamp gases sometimes make popping noises when they're set off. And that, he said, would explain the sounds heard by witnesses who thought that they'd seen something from outer space this week. Heineck said, in conclusion, I emphasize that I cannot prove in a court of law that this is the full explanation of these sightings. It appears very likely, however, that the combination of conditions of this particular winter, an unusually mild one in this area, the peculiar weather conditions that night were such as to have produced this unusual and puzzling display.
Sightings of unidentified flying objects in Michigan earlier this week have been followed by reports of similar sightings in other places. But don't be alarmed. There's no indication that little men are going to come trooping into your living rooms tonight, or any time this year, perhaps. The Air Force investigator who has looked into the Michigan episodes believes they were illusions created by marsh gas. The so-called glowing objects were seen in swampy areas. Of course, the report of the investigator, the highly qualified Dr. J. Allen Heineck, will not convince anyone who numbers himself among the true believers, those who are firmly convinced there are such things as flying saucers, no matter what evidence there is to the contrary. It's not difficult to sympathize with such beliefs. The notion of men coming from other planets to inspect our own is both exciting and intriguing. It's been the theme of science fiction stories in our own day, and a subject for ancient legends, too. One such legend told about the biblical character Enoch says he saw two very tall men in a dream, that they took him on a tour of seven different heavens. There he saw strange creatures and learned the secrets of the stars and the planets. And recent scientific discoveries have turned the attention of experts to renewed speculation about the possibility of intelligent life in outer space. Project Ozma, named for the princess from the imaginary land of Oz, was conceived by an astronomer at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in West Virginia. It has made use of a radio telescope to listen in on the heavens, trying to determine whether anyone out there is trying to get in touch with us. Up to now, no such messages have been received. But scientists nowadays say it's highly probable there is life in outer space. One of the more well-known and conservative points out that space, extending to infinity, contains more objects than there are grains of sand on all the beaches of the world. Scientists also say that an improbable single event may become highly probable if the number of events is very great. Following this reasoning, it's highly probable there is another world like ours. Another imaginary notion about space travel holds that vehicles now hovering over the Earth are actually Earthmen returning home after a round trip into space that they departed aeons ago during another civilization. It's said they're confused. Their former cities are now coal fields. The space-time relationship expressed in the theory of relativity gives this a surface possibility. A 60-year round trip to outer space would bring the travelers home some 5 million years after their departure. The space vehicle would have traveled 2.5 million light years into space, but the occupants would be only 60 years older. But scientists point out such a journey would require a combination of matter and antimatter as the most efficient fuel, and hundreds of thousands of tons of this fuel would be needed for the voyage. This has been Dimension, recorded on the CBS Radio Network, and this is CBS News correspondent Walter Cronkite.
Rotty vegetation in swamps, which produce swamp gas, producing a form of chemical luminescence. That's the explanation of Northwestern University astrophysicist J. Allen Heineck after investigating two of the scores of reports of unidentified flying objects in southeastern Michigan in recent weeks. So, as one wag put it, it's more marsh than Martian. Dr. Heineck stressed at the outset of his news conference that his explanation refers only to two events, one near the farm of Frank Manor near Dexter on March 20th, and the one at Hillsdale, March 21st. Dr. Heineck said a number of similarities exist in the two events, both reporting lights glowing yellow, green, and red in color, in both cases a swamp, and he said,
it would seem to me that the association of the sightings with swamps in these particular cases is more than coincidence. No group of witnesses observed any craft coming to or going away from the swamps. The glow was localized there. Deputy Fitzpatrick described the glow from beyond a rise adjacent to the swamp as visible through the trees. He stated that the lights brightened and dimmed, much as stage lights do, smoothly and slowly. The girls at Hillsdale described the identical thing. This could have been due to the release of variable quantities of marsh gas.
Dr. Heineck also said a dismal swamp is a most unlikely place for a visit from outer space. He did not say if he was jesting or not. Regarding the Hillsdale event, I put this question to the doctor.
One of the girls in the dormitory said the object or whatever she saw did gradually go into the horizon, up into the sky, Doctor. You say it was localized and not go very far.
You must remember here that I had a lot of individual reports that were conflicting, and I used only that information which could be corroborated by several witnesses at once.
As for those photos taken by Washtenaw County Sheriff's Deputy David Fitzpatrick and released to the press today, Dr. Heineck says they are, without question, the rising moon and the planet Venus time exposures. Dr. Heineck said he cannot prove in a court of law that what those people saw was marsh gas, but that's his considered judgment. Last night, there were other UFO reports. Scores of Eastern Michigan University students said they observed two lights whirl and dive high over the campus at Ypsilanti, and two Oakland County Sheriff's deputies said they saw an object with red, white, and orange lights hovering northwest of Pontiac. Similar sighting was made by two state police troopers between Ann Arbor and Jackson. And farther to the west, truck driver Ralph Conte says he saw a UFO while he was driving between Cassopolis and Niles. Conte, from Akron, Ohio, said it happened about 3 o'clock this morning. Said the object, the lights, followed his truck for about a half hour.
I could flash the lights on the cab of the truck, and it flashed its lights back, blanking them off and on.
Did you detect any kind of a code, or did you think it was trying to communicate with you, or what?
No, at that time, I was just trying to more or less get it to come closer so I could get a better look at it, really.
Did it come closer?
No.
It stayed about the same distance all the time?
Same distance, and then when I got to Niles, where M60 and Route 12 come together, I pulled over to the side of the road and stopped the truck and got out, and it's remained at about the same altitude right over the top of the truck.
You mean it just kind of hovered in midair
there for about, oh, maybe 1 or 2 minutes?
He also said it made no noise. Conte said he reported the incident to Berrien County Sheriff's deputies, who came upon his truck shortly after he stopped it. I asked Conte about the marsh gas idea.
Have you ever seen a manifestation of swamp gas where there are apparently lights generated by it?
I have. I've done quite a bit of hunting, and down in Florida in the lowlands or in the marshlands.